ओम ज्ञानच निबंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर नीलचंदेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
वाचो वेदं मनस क्रोध वेदं जिह्वा वेदं रुद्रहस्त वेदं the urges of the mind, the urges of anger, the urges of the tongue, belly and genital. So that is the first instruction of Rupa Goswami to follow. Then there are six other verses. So when you have controlled the mind and all these other things, then you think of coming to these other verses.
Okay. First follow verse number one.
And then, if you do follow verse number one, that also says, Etan vegan yo vishahetadhira sarvam apino kikivim sashishya. Such a person who has actually controlled his senses, he is fit to make disciples all over the world. So, it's also saying that you should preach all over the world. So what does this mean? You're being told to preach all over the world and being told to live in Vrindavan. There is no contradiction. Those who are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, they are carrying Vrindavan all over the world. Yeah. It's like Advaita Acharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. Wherever there is the chanting of Hare Krishna, there is Vrindavan, because Krishna is always in Vrindavan. Still, if possible, one should visit the land of Vrindavan. Prabhupada also wanted that, therefore he built the Krishna Balaram temple there, so that devotees from all over the world could go and visit. And he wanted some devotees to live there. And one time he said, not more than 20 or 25 devotees to live there. But at least,
sometimes devotees become very eager to enter into very highly advanced levels of devotion.
And they say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach this very advanced intimate affairs. That is true, that is absolutely true. But the entrance into those advanced affairs is not by some imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the key for the entrance into advanced spiritual life. That is Trinad Api Sunichena Taror Api Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That is that one should be feeling himself lower than a straw in the street, void of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. Such a humble frame of mind, continuously chanting the holy names of Krishna. So instead of artificially trying to elevate ourselves to a level which we are not suitable for, we should think, consider what is the import of this verse and try to apply this in our lives. Actually, it's not so easy. It's easy to talk, be humble. But real humility is difficult for us to achieve because we're so puffed up with false ego for many, many lifetimes. So that even if we perform service, we think others should honor me. We want to be recognized as a good devotee. We are more interested with making a show of being a good devotee than actually being a good devotee. Shake off that false ego. It is not impossible. But that requires very serious application in Krishna consciousness. That has been described in the previous verse, how we should chant very carefully. Adharat means with great care, we should chant daily this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And gradually that will cure us of our disease. So this verse is describing how we should live in Vrindavan. This comes after the verse which describes how we should become completely purified by chanting the holy names. So let us work on this purification process. Just like we just now saw the drama, that our bhakta was chanting his rounds, but not very carefully. And he was making a show of being a devotee, but he was more interested how to steal the sweets. And he was thinking without offering to Krishna. As a result, he had his head put in a bucket of water by Maya, and came running back to Krishna, and eventually attained to Krishna's lotus feet. Of course, we saw in 20 minutes, getting our head put in the bucket of water, that we achieve all the time, that we are very expert in surrendering to Maya. And although we get our head put in the bucket of water, we call out Krishna, Krishna, but we're still looking, we're calling Krishna, thinking, let me enjoy Maya, and then when she kicks me too much, then I'll call out Krishna and he'll save me. Just like sometimes the child, he's being punished by the father for being badly behaved. And he runs to his mother, help, save me. And she pacifies the husband. Then again he starts all his nonsense. So what should be done in such a situation? The boy should be punished. He's a rascal. He's not punished, he won't be trained. So same thing, sometimes people ask, why are we suffering in this material world? God is all good. Example is this. That the boy, he's so naughty, he should be punished, he should be trained. That is for his own good, so that he can grow up to be a good citizen, well behaved. Just like in the drama we saw that this bhakta interested in offering to Krishna. So that is like an example of our whole material existence. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. So such a person is not fit to go to Krishna. If you go to the spiritual world and you think that, why is everyone serving Krishna? Then you're not fit to be in the spiritual world. Therefore, if someone has such a mentality, he's not allowed in the spiritual world. Therefore, we have to become completely purified before we can go to the spiritual world. That Prabhupada said, if we have even a pinch of material desire, we cannot go. So we should know that as long as we have a pinch, artificially try to jump up into the intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna. We should become fixed in selfless service to Krishna. Then, gradually, all the sweetness of Krishna will be revealed. The sweetness of Krishna consciousness is like the sweetness of this material world. It is of a different quality altogether. Therefore, we cannot appreciate that sweetness with our mundane senses. Our mundane senses are not capable of appreciating the sweetness completely purified. Manushya janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya janiya shunya bisha khainu. Narottam Das says that having attained this human form of life, he says, my dear Lord Krishna, uselessly I have spent my life. Having attained this human form of life, I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna. Therefore, knowingly I have drunk poison. So now we are in the position of poison tasting. Just like you see alcoholics, there's one thing, methylated spirits. You know what that is? They use that for mixing the paint. There's one very cheap alcohol, which it's very, very popular. They use that for like cleaning your hands if you have paint on your hands. That's called, in English, there's ordinary alcohol like you get in vodka, that's called ethyl alcohol, and that's called methyl alcohol. So, hardcore, confirmed alcoholics, they buy that and drink that, because they're so much wanting alcohol. Now to anyone else, even the smell of that smells terrible. But to them, oh, very nice. But let me drink some more of this. So they're accustomed to drinking poison, and they're thinking it tastes very nice. And they can't live without it. If they don't get it, they become crazy. Because they're already crazy, otherwise why would they drink such things? They're feeling, I must drink this. Techniksky spiritum. So in the same way, we are crazy and we want to get poison of sense gratification. And if we don't get it, we feel frustrated. So as long as we have a taste for this poisonous sense gratification, how can we enjoy the taste of Krishna consciousness? If in our diseased condition, we artificially try to get the taste of Krishna consciousness, we will not be able to, it is not possible. Therefore, we will take some imitation idea of advanced Krishna consciousness. And imagine that we are actually experiencing a very high advanced level. But that is not actually real. Imagination, a reflection. That's why you see Sahajiyas in Vrindavan, they talk about very, very high topics of Radha Krishna Lila. But they cannot even control their tongue. They smoke some cigarette. And worse things they may do. Which proves that they're only on the imitation level. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the greatest devotee of his time, when he went to Vrindavan, he went to Radhakund. And he started giving lectures there. So many Babajis who were living there, they came to listen to him. Let us listen to what the great famous devotee has got to say. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew their mind. That these Babajis, they only talk about very high topics of Radha Krishna Lila. Although most of them are simply imitationists. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave lectures on the Upanishad. And the Babajis left. They said, oh, he is a jnani, he is not a bhakta. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, seeing their attitude, he said, they are not living at Radha Kund. They are living at Narak Kund. Narak means hell. Though physically they may appear to be hell, their consciousness is in hell. Because they're making an imitation of being advanced devotees, but they're not. So, let us continue this description. What is actually developed devotional service? Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, Krishna nama rupa guna sucharita parama jatan e kari vasana manase karaha niyog krama viti anushari. Nam rup gun lila. These are four levels of realization of Krishna. First, one should chant the names of Krishna very carefully. Then, gradually, appreciation of Krishna's qualities will arise in his heart if he's actually chanting carefully and attentively. Then, next stage, appreciation of Krishna's form will come, and then appreciation of Krishna's transcendental. So this is not something to be artificially tried for, but as we chant, Krishna may, according to his wish, reveal himself to us more and more. Atha Shri Krishna Namadina Bhaved Mukhehi Jihado Swayam Eva Spuratyaga. Krishna's transcendental name, qualities, forms, and pastimes cannot be understood by any artificial endeavor of the mundane senses. But when we become eager to serve Krishna, service that begins with the tongue by chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam, when we become very eager to serve Krishna, then Krishna, out of his own kindness, may reveal himself to us. The word, important word here is Sivam Mukh. We should be very eager to serve Krishna. So our bhakta in the drama, he was not eager to serve Krishna. He wanted to avoid service, so he got his head put in the bucket. This is the situation. Krishna bhuli se jeev anadi bahir mukh atev maya tare deya shangshara duk. Forgetting Krishna, we become inimical to Krishna, and therefore maya gives us so many problems in material life. That word is there, bahir mukh. That is the opposite word to sivan mukh. Bahir mukh means inimical to Krishna. Sivan mukh means very enthusiastic, eager to serve Krishna. Krishna bahir mukh hoya bhugavancha kare nikatastha maya tare japati adhari. But when we become inimical to Krishna and desire sense gratification, then maya is just waiting to catch us very tightly. So we have to change our consciousness from bahirmukh to sivanmukh and go on chanting. How chanting? Vikakvastivat, that we see from our drama also, how not to chant. Chanting means the mind has to be engaged also, not simply the tongue. Meanwhile, the mind is everywhere in the universe except at Krishna's lotus feet. So here it said, param jatane kare, very carefully we should chant, rasana manashe karaha niyog krama vidhi anushan. We should very carefully engage the tongue and the mind in chanting. And chanting means, we're supposed to be chanting all the time, means when we're performing our service, we're serving in this mood. Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we can see who is actually chanting Hare Krishna. That, after chanting, they're very eager to serve Krishna. One who is enthusiastic to serve, he is actually getting the result of chanting Hare Krishna. Such a devotee will naturally chant Hare Krishna. Chanting and service, they go together. They are not different. One who chants nicely will want to serve nicely. And one who serves nicely, he will get more and more enthusiasm to chant. Krama Vidhi Anushari means one should chant, engage in service, according to the rules and regulations. So all these things should be followed, rules and regulations. Then someday we may come to the next stage, which is being described here. Braje kari bash raga nurga hoya sharan kirtana karo, which is living in Vrindavan at the higher level of devotion, spontaneous level, always remembering Krishna and chanting his holy names. Remembering and chanting Krishna's holy name. E nikhil kal karaha japan upadesha sara dhara. And in this way, spending one's whole time, this is the essence of all advice. Ha rupa gosai daya kari kabhi dhati gine brajvasa. So he's saying, Rupa Goswami, when will you be merciful to this fallen soul and give me the opportunity to live in Vrindavan? Radhatke katumi tava padanoga hoite dashara asha. He says that you are actually a spontaneous devotee. So, following in your footsteps, I'm expressing, as a servant, I'm expressing my desire. Following in the footsteps. This is called padanka anusharan, taking shelter of the footprints, or following in the footprints. There is this anusharan, this word means taking shelter of or following in the footsteps. There is a similar word in Sanskrit, anukaran. So this means imitation. So we are meant for anusharan, following in the footsteps, not anukaran, imitating. Following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami means to follow the instructions of the acharyas who are his disciplic successors. As they instruct us to perform devotional service, we should do so. And we should know that if we do that very faithfully and in a very sober frame of mind, that in due course of time, that all the results of Krishna consciousness will be awarded to us by them. There's no need to be impatient. Everything will be revealed to us in due course of time. That is one of the instructions of Rupa Goswami in this Upadesha Amrita. Hariyat, we should execute devotional service with patience. If we do that, certainly Krishna will be kind to us. Krishna, he wants that we come to him. You see, just like we saw in the drama, he's watching everything we do. He wants us to come to him. But if he's putting out his hand, please give me the sweet, and we don't even look at him, then how are we going to come to him? So we have to change our consciousness. I am not the enjoyer, Krishna is the enjoyer. That little change in consciousness, because we are contaminated for many, many lifetimes, just to offer everything to Krishna seems to us to be a very difficult thing. So the whole process of sadhana bhakti is to train us to offer everything, our mind, our life, our senses to Krishna. And when we actually do that, then our guru will offer us the key to the spiritual world. The process is very simple, but we have to follow it very carefully, without speculation or fanaticism, but with a very simple, sober frame of mind, following the instructions of our spiritual master, to execute devotions. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
Hare Krishna.
Basically, everyone in this material world is a rascal. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm also in the mudha category. But among the mudhas, some are highly committed mudhas. Some are very much inimical to Krishna. And others, with a little guidance, they will agree to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. Those who are very serious demons, very dedicated, hardcore demons, they will not agree to surrender to Krishna under any circumstances. Just like Hiranyakashipu, he knew that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. Still, he didn't want to surrender to him. Hey, Maxim. Can I see you after class? Still, he didn't want to surrender to him. Still, he thought he would kill him. So a demon is such a person that even if you tell him, go to hell, he would rather go to hell than surrender to Krishna. He would rather suffer in hell and have that sense of independence, I am so great, rather than humbly surrender to Krishna. And no amount of good encouragement or argument will change their mind. Others, they are simply disciples of such demons. But if they get some nice instruction, some nice prasadam, some nice books, they can also change their mind around. So in this world, everyone is basically a demon. Then, another consideration is that basically everyone is also a devotee of Krishna. So those who have manifested, those who have taken a very serious commitment to be long way from Krishna, they are called envious people. And those who can be approached and who are not instantly envious, who will listen at least to something we say, they may be called innocent. And we see this practically in our preaching, that some people, they are real demons. We had a nice experience on the train from Yaroslav. Digpal can tell you all about it. He could understand Russian, so he had to suffer more than me. How the man was talking about his nice pastimes in Chechnya, cutting people's ears off, and the other man was sitting and saying, oh, that's very interesting, that's very nice. So Digpal tried to preach to him, but he was a little bit afraid that the man might do the same thing to him that he was doing in Chechnya. So such a person, he's called a demon, first class, committed. And other people, just like on the train station, people come, oh, what's this all about? Explain a little bit, oh yeah, that's very interesting. So we see practically different attitudes. Then another question.
Very good, Krishna.
Well, I'm finding I visited St. Petersburg for the second time.
Last time was 9 years ago. I hope next time will be not so much time. Everything is in the hands of Krishna. But I'm
planning to come every year to Russia. No! Man proposes, God disposes. Krishna is the center of all relationships. If we are very serious to serve Krishna, then automatically, how we relate with the devotees will become very nice. If we try to make adjustments on the mental platform, it will never be successful. That's what the karmas are doing. In the Western countries, you'll find so many books about how to relate with others and personnel management and all this kind of thing. But our solution for the problem, how to relate with others, how to organize this society so everyone is satisfied, is very simple. Yathātharor mūlam nishechenirina chakyanti tatskandavikalacham. This verse is in the Bhagavatam that, just like pouring water on the root of the tree, the roots, flowers, twigs, everything is nourished. Pranopaharachcha yathindriyanam, another example, just like if food is given to the stomach, the whole body is nourished. Tathaiva sarvahana nachuteja. In the same way, if we offer all our attention to Krishna, then everyone else becomes satisfied. So we should see devotees, they are like the representatives of Krishna. They are very dear to Krishna. So naturally, if we are becoming attached to Krishna, we are becoming attached to the devotees also. It's better not to think how to do it. Just do it. It's much easier. You can go on all my life thinking, how shall I do it, how shall I do it, how shall I do it.
It's much easier just to do it. Stop having wrestling matches with our mind.
Shall I do it? Shall I not do it? Yes, let me do it. No, I won't do it. If I do it, what will happen? In this way we spend our whole lives and we never do it. We do it today, tomorrow, or in a million years, so why not do it now? Not necessarily. Someone had some hat and they had just do it. So just do it. Someone is standing outside the swimming pool and they're thinking, shall I jump in or not? Shall I jump in or not? They're standing outside the swimming, they're standing next to the swimming pool, and they're thinking, shall I do it or not? So they're thinking, how shall I do it? It's very easy.
What's in front of them?
They're thinking, oh, it'll be so cold. So sometimes someone will just come and push you in. Then you have to swim. So one thing is, if we take up some difficult service, then we just have to do it. So instead of thinking, well, shall I surrender or not, why not take up the challenge to do something difficult? Instead of thinking, well, should I surrender to Krishna or not, why not think, how can I distribute 200 books a day? Go out and try and do it. And pray to Guru and Krishna for the strength to do it. You may not be able to do it immediately, but if you pray to Guru and Krishna, after some time, they may empower you to do it. So this is the way to do it. Not do it half-heartedly. Try to serve Krishna in very, very pleasing way. Try to do something wonderful for Krishna. Okay, here's the last. Well, I didn't really choose my spiritual master. Picked me up like this, very kindly. And how did I become fit to become a disciple? I'm still thinking about that now. Not fit, but Prabhupada's kindness. That he's allowing me to engage in some service. So, Hare Krishna, I'd like to